I'm not going up there. I tell Jeff that I really don't like doing it. That's probably a shock to most of you. I know. But we'll get through this together, I'm sure. What are you doing, Mark?
What?
Man? Dan probably got to go to work. RJ, I had him going to work. Who else? Brock, work. Shane, work. No.
Corey,
work.
Yeah.
We do a lot of work, don't we? Yeah. Now, this is going to amaze you all. But whenever I lose the time, I got to work. RJ got to work. We all got to do a lot of work. And we were working this weekend. It was bad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And what did we say? Pretty enjoyable work, wasn't it?
It is.
We have learned, and I have learned, to like work. And Dad was, he assured me that I would at least know how to work. And I did. Somebody, I was talking to one of the gentlemen that worked for us, and he's out in Wyoming right now working. And I talked to him on Friday afternoon. I was driving to Northern High to work Friday evening. And he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm driving up here to meet with some people on Friday evening." And he said, "Well, you don't know how to work the system." And I said, "No. I got the work part, but I never figured out how to work the system." But we as Americans, and specifically all of us in here, and I know there's a lot of people that treat higher and that kind of thing, we work a lot. And I know growing up here in this church building, and other places that I've attended church, I've learned a lot of lessons about work, and how we're supposed to work, and how we're not supposed to be sluggish. We're supposed to work. Why do you work? Jeff, yeah, why do you work? Why do you work for the big brown truck?
I like to eat.
Yeah. I do too. Yeah. Like, we had to make money, don't we? How many lessons have we heard about money? Hear more lessons about money? Here's some lessons about money. If I was to ask, what's the number one word that comes to your mind when somebody, when you say money, what is it?
The root of all evil.
The root of all evil! Is it money? Love money. We spend a lot of time working, and we've heard tons of lessons on money, the root of all evil's money. But we don't make money. We all spend a lot of time making money. What are we supposed to do with the money? Yes?
Be a good steward.
Be a good steward. There's basically three things that we can do with money, if I understand it right. We can spend money, we can save money, and we can give money. And all three of those things we should be doing. We got to spend money, and we have to, I think God wants us to, all the money that we have comes from Him. Our ability to work comes from God. And I think He wants us to enjoy, you know, that. He wants us to enjoy the money that we make. And I know Zane does too. Zane enjoys going to the refrigerator and opening the door, and that little light comes on in there, and that root beer is cold in there, opens the freezer, and there's cold ice cream in there. He enjoys that. He enjoys the fact that I make the money, that God gives me the ability to make the money, I make the money, Aaron pays the bill. And when the refrigerators were open, it's cold in there. He enjoys that. And I do too. And I enjoy this time of year, furnace runs, gas bills paid. Those are things that we enjoy, and God wants us to enjoy that. If we read in 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter, verse 8, it talks about the big one does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household. He's denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So we need to work. We need to enjoy the money that we make, and we need to take care of our family. we have the sin, we have the charisma. Do you know that nearly 78% of U.S. workers say they're living paycheck to paycheck? And another survey I read from 2018 says that only 39% of people could cover a $1,000 setback using their savings. So if you can't handle a $1,000 setback because you don't have that money in savings, what do you do? I reach for the pizza card, don't I? That's what I do. But we need to be saving money. We need to be setting some money back. We need to be able to provide if there is an emergency. What's the Bible say about saving? Proverbs 21:20. Precious treasures and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it. We need to save. Proverbs 13:11. Wealth ends hastily will dwindle, but whosoever gathers little by little will increase it. Alright, so spend, save. What about giving it away? Charity. What was the second thing they asked Jesus? What was the greatest commandment? Come on, Dad, what's the greatest commandment?
Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind.
What was the second one?
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Okay. I remember being in, I think, Rosie Tibble Top class. I remember Rosie teaching us about the story about taking care of your neighbor. What was your neighbor, Jesus? You know, they asked Jesus, well, who's your neighbor? I remember Rosie teaching the class there and talking about the Good Samaritan. I'll never forget that Sunday. But remember that story about the Good Samaritan? And let's just turn over and look at it. Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 35. Luke 10. Somebody get their read. All right, nobody can read, I'll read. And Jesus answered, said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he passed, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion for him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring him oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to his inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. We need to be charitable. We need to give. The Good Samaritan, he took care, in that story, he took care of the hurt person that he came across. We need to be looking around, being able to help out our neighbor, and do good things for people that we come in contact with. And that would be the three things that we can do with money. We can spend it, we can save it, and we can give it away. And I think God wants us to do all three of those things. We also can read in 2 Corinthians 9 that God loves a cheerful giver. So let's do those three things, and you guys think about those. Thank you for your time.